Tonight, as we gather in our cathedral, entrusted to our patroness, Our Lady of Lourdes, we commemorate three great mysteries: the Eucharist, the priesthood, and a call to humble service. Unlike St. Paul and the other three evangelists, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Gospel of John bypasses the institution of the Eucharist. He records only the dramatic and unexpected gesture of Jesus, the washing of his apostles' feet. Scripture scholars believe John's emphasis on this profound gesture, rather than what has been referred to as the institutional narrative, that is, the actual description of the bread and the wine, the cup, "Do this in remembrance of me," as we heard in our reading from Paul, our second reading, that John's gospel, because it is the last gospel, reflected already the firm belief and understanding of the real presence that was accepted as truth in the early church. So he does not have to report this. Instead, he focuses on the Eucharist as lived in the lives of the disciples, that is, us today. For those who regularly participate in this Holy Thursday Mass, and on behalf of the priests here and Bishop Skilsted, I thank all of you for your presence here and your prayers. There is a familiarity, even a comfort, with tonight's liturgy. For some, it is the opportunity to give thanks to the Lord for the Mass. It is the Eucharistic procession to the altar of repose and quiet time before Jesus in the Eucharist. I suppose, with the exception of those who are nervous about having their feet washed, many Catholics come to pray for and with their priests and express gratitude for the gift of the Eucharist, the source and summit of our Catholic faith, on this Holy Thursday night. However, I sense something different this year than even the previous three Holy Thursday Masses I have celebrated since my appointment as the Bishop of Spokane. We know that the last 8 months or so have been particularly painful for many Catholics. We've experienced something similar to our Lord, that is, a betrayal at the hands of the very individuals entrusted with the most sacred of missions, the saving of souls. Lent, as you know, is 40 days and begins on Ash Wednesday, but some people have remarked to me that they believe Lent for them started when the first news of abuse began to roll out in the late summer months. Betrayal is a word that is often spoken of to describe these events, betrayal of victims or families, but especially those women and men and their families who are faithful, perhaps untouched by this scandal except to hear it in the news. And of course, the priests and religious and bishops who have faithfully guided and shepherded God's people. It becomes a description of a betrayal of Jesus himself. But I think for most bishops and priests and laity, Holy Thursday's emphasis is on the Eucharist, on the priesthood, and that radical spirit of Christian service that should know any limits, that we ourselves are called to share and to live. But for us today, grappling with the challenges we face as the church, we need also, I believe, this night to look to the other three Gospels and even more of John's Gospel for a more complete picture. What can be forgotten in the emphasis of the washing of the disciples' feet is that these men would run from Jesus. They would hide in fear. We know of Judas's betrayal and Peter's denial, and it would only be John, the youngest of the apostles, the only one who would not die a martyr's death, who was with Christ on the cross. Emeritus Pope Benedict, when he was in his early years of the papacy, addressing the congregation on Holy Thursday, he spoke about Holy Thursday as being, yes, the Eucharist, priesthood, and radical Christian service. But he said it also said something more. And he referred to an earlier passage of John's Gospel, where Jesus says, "You are already made clean by the word which I have spoken to you." Reflecting on these words, Pope Benedict said, if we receive Jesus' words with an attentive heart, they prove to be truly cleansing. In other words, Holy Thursday and the Last Supper is also about a cleansing of our sins, our weaknesses, where we don't often follow Christ with a whole heart, a heart that is very often divided. It would be Jesus who tells Peter that he prays that Peter will have the faith that will not fail so that he can strengthen his brothers. So Holy Thursday is also about the recognition that Christ prays for us, that we may be faithful when so often in today's culture everything works against being a practicing Catholic Christian. I will not leave you orphans. John records these words of Jesus' description, and he reminds the disciples, as we are reminded today, that he is the vine and we are the branches. A clear reference as to why we need the church at this time to follow Christ ever more closely. These men were well-intentioned, but they were weak. But it would be through the prayers of Jesus for them and the gift of the Spirit that they could be forgiven. And so they emerge on Pentecost with a zeal to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. You see, our church has been through difficult times. There has been betrayal. People have spoken about leaving the church. And yet Christ's promise again of his forgiveness, of his prayer, and of the Spirit will strengthen our church, that we too can proclaim with renewed zeal the good news of Jesus Christ. This Holy Thursday, perhaps as never before, the connection between the Eucharist and the mandate of all believers to live lives of humble service is best understood when we place it within this broader context of prayer, of forgiveness, of the Holy Spirit. This week, as we watched on the news, the Cathedral of Notre Dame in flames, there was that fear that the church and the eldest daughter of the church, as Francis referred to, would crumble and rubble. But when the fire was put out and they entered this great cathedral, they saw very tangibly Jesus' words, "Know that I am with you to the end of the age." Much has been written and will be written about Mary's role, calling her son's people back to holiness and greater fidelity. I believe this will happen in our local church, the Church of Eastern Washington. And thus, during these difficult days, we must remember that Holy Thursday is, above all, a day of gratitude and joy for the great gift of love that is Christ himself in this Eucharistic celebration.